great new life can begin any time. Many of us seem to have lives that follow a certain path. From kindergarten all the way to when we get married, every stage of our lives seems to be preset. And although this works well for a lot of people, according to British motivational philosopher Jay Shetty, there is no right schedule to live our lives by. A few months ago, a video of Shetty's speech, "Before You Feel Pressure," went viral on the internet across the world. In the video, he sends an important message that we should think outside of the path and have the courage to follow our hearts. As Shetty says in the video, we don't have to get stressed and put ourselves in a race with our peers or judge our lives based on others. Everything in life happens according to our time, our clocks, he says. In his inspiring speech, Shetty points out that UK author J.K. Rowling got her famous Harry Potter series published at age 32, after being turned down by 12 publishers. Shetty also mentions that Chinese businessman Jack Ma didn't even start the Alibaba Group until he was 35, and US actor Morgan Freeman didn't get his big break until he was 52 years old. So, we shouldn't let anyone rush us. As German-born physicist Albert Einstein once said, not everything that counts can be counted, and not everything that's counted truly counts. The key to staying on our own tracks is to be patient and embrace our own passions. In Australian nurse Bronnie Ware's best-selling book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, she recorded the dying regrets of her patients, and the top one on the list was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the one others expected of me. Indeed, we are all unique in our personalities and gifts, and there's no perfect fit for all. We should listen to our inner voices and unlearn what the world has taught us and what we've picked up from around us. It is important to allow people to go back to being self-aware of their own interests, needs, and concerns, Shetty told National Geographic. It's disconnecting from what makes sense, to what actually moves you, and what makes sense internally.